that's going to be a in swinger. Linfield takes it, whips it in towards the back post. Decent ball in to the end of it. It's half headed away. Overhead kick there from McDaniels. Didn't quite win it. The referee is giving a free kick for
something.
I'm not quite sure what. What's he doing? Is he the penalty?
I think he has.
He's given a penalty.
He's given a penalty. I think someone must have punched it away.
Well, there you go. No one saw that. I
think someone's handled it away.
Well, the referee signalled like that. I thought he was signalling like that to saying it was a free kick against because he'd brought his arm into play. But FC United have a penalty, and the referee on the far side of the ground, Luke Watson, has seen something that no one else in the ground has seen at all. And doesn't matter what they say, the Ilkeston players, they're not going to change his mind. Well, very interesting start. Everyone, Steve Chettle, Wilson below us, and I think FC United's management team equally aghast. Anyway, it's going to be Jerome Wright to step up. It was a penalty 8 years ago, celebrated FC and Squires Gate. Can he make it 1-0 now? Straight through the middle.
Oh, yes!
Good goal by FC United's Jerome Wright.
Keeper got down to it, but he couldn't hold it.
Well, it came off his light leg. Jerome drilled it straight through the middle. And the keeper was going across, it came off his leg. And I think Carl Marcheson down talking with Kevin Wilson there. I think he's pretty saying, listen, I didn't see it either. There's a ball all the way back to Carnell. Well, Wright plays the ball up, I should say.
Unlucky.
It was actually FC United's number two there, played the ball up. But again, they lose out the ball in the halfway line. And it's Morgan on the ball. Morgan plays it out to this near touchline. This is good football. There's an opportunity for the number 10. He sets himself first. Sam shot comes in. Oh, and a great goal. A great goal by Michael Phillips. We're just saying there, that was an absolutely tremendous goal. Well worked. FC United, well, they've dominated for the vast majority of this game. But as I said, this is the kind of team that score good quality goals. And that was a beauty.
Yeah, that was a superb attack, that.
Well, here is an opportunity for the visitors. I fancy James Reid to take this to the left back.
I fancy somebody to score. From that position, I'd fancy me to score, to be honest.
Well, Reid is the man who looks. Oh, in fact, it's not Reid. Step up. In fact, it is Reid. First time shot comes in. Great goal. Great goal.
We knew that were coming, didn't we?
Static defending, though, from FC United. There was three players over the ball. One touch, played it wide. He got another yard and he drilled it in. And a great goal from Ilkeston. And Ilkeston take a deserved 2-1 victory.
Victory, it's over, is it? Lead!
Sorry. Well, the crowd are doing their best to try and get FC United lifted in the second half. And Brownhill back to right. Right now drives into the penalty. It's not a bad ball to the penalty area. It's
good head, lad.
The only thing I say is a little bit flatter because there was no one really coming to meet the ball, but an opportunity now. Right on the ball. Tries to nonchalantly play the ball, eventually stabs it towards Linfield, and Linfield, well, leave it for Jerome, I would suggest now, that's probably the best thing to do. Yes, eventually he does exactly that. Someone needs to meet this ball at the near post and flick it on and then get the equaliser. That's what the aim is, and that's what is required with 7 minutes to go. Ball flicked in there, and it nearly came off of them, but they can clear the lines, but there's no one up at all. Carnell scurries and wins the ball. He's going to put it out wide right, you'd expect. It's not a bad ball either, that at all, but it's dealt with well again. By, for me, one of the best players on the pitch, James Reid. He's worked tireless as a left-back, got forward, created problems for FC United of Manchester this evening. And it's now Rory Fallon, far right-hand side, plays it to Brownham. That's not a bad ball, near post. Who's it going to fall for? Opportunity! To the bottom corner, perhaps against the run of play, but equally FC United on 84 minutes get a lifeline, and it's two apiece here.
Young Tom from Yorkshire.
Well, even the Irwell Valley Reds, who I think they're probably United fans that have come here tonight, because it's a flag I've not seen here before, are cheering along. And well, Tom Greaves, he's the man they need. He opened his body and he swiveled tremendously well, and he whacked it into the goal.